A little something different here for episode 10. The following are excerpts from a few different broadcasts. They date from around mid-May of 1991. It begins with a great call. John in Boston, who's 16 years old and goes to East Boston High School. He talks all about the Madonna concert film, Truth or Dare. And I do mean all about it. He also talks about the Andrew Dice Clay concert film that's out that he could not see due to its NC-17 rating. He likes to write, and he also asks Norm how he got started in radio. Look out, we've got a hot mic during a Kid Company promo. Back-to-back beauties from the WBZ commercial Madhouse. Norm then does a dramatization as Walter Lipschitz, head of the sales department. Matt Phipps joins the fun with his traffic report. We move on to the inimitable Jay Shulman with an AccuWeather forecast, and then Norm is fed up with Jack's traffic reports, while I add some extra touches. Norm gives credit to all the people involved in putting on the show. Gladys, our strolling accordion player, appreciates my efforts. And Norm struggles to complete reading the news, probably because I was saying things to him in his headphones. The stuff that went on behind the scenes, not to mention after the show when we would review the night and go over what was coming up over the weekend. I'm talking gasping for air, side-splitting, jaw-aching laughter. The absolute best memories.
Okay, you're tuned to WBZ in Boston, Boston's news station. My name happens to be Norm Nathan, but hey, it could happen to be something else too. You never know. My real name could be, it could be Sophia Loren. You never know. It's just the way fate deals the dice. Or whatever it is, fate. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I think some of the calls tonight have been really weird. I don't mind just saying that. It's 25 before 2. You're tuned to WBZ, and that's no reflection on any individual. I'm not telling you which ones are weird, because some of them were really swell. But some of them were really dumb, and I don't plan to tell you which were which, because you know you were there. It's 25 before 2. Anyway, you're tuned to WBZ Boston. My name is Norm Nathan, and along with Tony Nesbitt, we'll be with you through the night, no matter what. We'll push on. John in Boston. Hi, John.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is this Norm?
Yeah, this is Norm, and we're on WBZ, you and I together, John.
Oh, hi. What's going on?
Not too much, John. That's why I hope a lot's going on with you that you can...
No, I'm just calling to get in something about Madonna.
Yeah, by all means, Madonna, one of my dream girls. I fantasize about her a lot. Do you?
Yeah.
You fantasize about her?
She's a real controversial Italian woman, huh?
Yeah, I never thought about the Italian part, but
no,
I guess she
Italian.
Is, yeah. I guess so, yeah. What do you think of Madonna? Do you think she sings great as a really sexy lady and you want to see all her movies and videos?
Today I saw her new movie, Truth or Dare.
Oh, yeah, what do you think? Want to give us a review?
Yeah, well, let's see. I don't think it's... Well, it's good. Adults would really like it, right? But it wouldn't be something good for, like, really to take the children to see. There are a couple scenes in there that, you know, might be not too good for children, you know?
Yeah. Now, how old are you, John?
Well, I'm 16.
Okay. So you can... Now... But even then, what is the rating on it? Is it PG-13 or something like that?
No, it's R. But I went in with my aunt, so.
Oh, I see. So actually, if you couldn't get in by yourself, could you? Because that would is it an R film?
Yeah, I'm only a year younger than you're supposed to be.
Yeah, you have to be 17 to get into the R thing.
Yeah.
But in any case, okay.
But it's really not that bad. It just shows her concert scenes, like behind scenes during the concert tour, and that she really did hard work. And I don't think anybody should say anything bad about it, really, because, you know, it's hard work what she does.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I see. The thing with Madonna, too, she's probably the best promoter of herself of anybody I can think of, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, hardly a day goes by when she doesn't make news.
Mm.
And I think that's incredible. Nobody's in the news as often as she is.
Did you hear about she had a concert in Toronto, Canada? And they said if she did some masturbation scene or something that she'd be arrested. You know how she simulates that?
Yeah.
On the concert. Well, she didn't want to change her act. So she went through it all, the whole act. And luckily, they didn't arrest her because the police said they didn't think it was that offensive. I don't know. You know, so she had
Does she do that in the movie?
In the they just show, like, scenes from the concerts.
Yeah.
Like, those parts. But it's not that bad.
You,
like,
now, you went with your aunt, you said?
Yes.
Okay, now, were there scenes that you saw? Now, tell me the name. Truth and what?
Oh.
What's the name of the movie?
Truth or Dare. No, there was...
Now, when you were watching the movie with your aunt... did you feel at all squeamish about your aunt being there looking at the same at some of these things?
My aunt, let's see, she's sort of loose. She doesn't care. She's like, she acts like my age. She's pretty cool. You know, she doesn't act like,
She's not kind of a prissy old lady kind of person.
Right.
Like, sounds like a nice lady.
If I brought someone like, my grandmother or something, she wouldn't go to see that in the first place, but, you know, she'd probably have a heart attack right in her seat. But
And you'd sit there worrying about it, thinking, boy, well, she's watching the same thing with me, and you'd feel kind of funny about that. But obviously you've got a nice aunt who you can relate to, and she relates to you, so that's nice.
Yeah, but there's just one scene. Can I talk about it?
Sure.
All right. Now, when they're playing the game, Truth or Dare, near the end, you know?
Yeah.
Truth or Dare. One lady... there's these guy dancers, and most of them are like homosexual, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, one of these ladies, the stage ladies, dares these two guys actually to kiss, you know.
Uh huh.
Now I have nothing against these people, but I just want to tell this if any parents want to bring their kids to see this, which I don't think they should, just for this part maybe, the guys actually like kiss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean like on the cheek or anything, right? Yeah, on the lips.
It's a real soul kiss.
Yeah.
It's a little too much.
Yes, part was pretty bad, but the rest is good. You know, they show her hard work, and she prays before every concert before she goes on stage.
Yeah, I read one review. Well, I've read several reviews. One review said that she looked a little self-conscious when there's a scene, is there, where her father comes to visit her? Is it backstage at one of the performances?
Oh, yeah.
And that she seems genuinely a little uptight about him coming to see her. Do you know the scene I mean? Does it come out that way?
Yeah, she's like very nervous. She can't do like as much as like the masturbation scenes and stuff. She gets like nervous. She said it was harder to do it in front of her father than when she did it in front of the police when they were watching her in Toronto.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because she does. This is the kind of things that she's based a lot of her image and her personality, her act on, and yet when her father was there, she's like any other kid. She still kind of freezes a little bit, doesn't want to go as far, and does feel kind of self-conscious when he's in the audience.
Yeah.
It's just kind of interesting. You'd think that she's so cool and kind of casual about the whole thing that wouldn't bother her, but apparently it does.
I was just wondering, her mother died when she was 5, right? And I was wondering if she would have turned out different if her mother was still, like, alive.
Does she talk about her mother in the movie? Does she make any comment on that?
Yes, they showed her go to the cemetery, and, you know, she was, like, just, I don't know, she was just, she didn't make too many comments, but she was just talking that her mother died when she was only 5 years old, and that's, you know, she's, I don't know, I'm just wondering if...
Yeah, no, it's a legitimate question whether or not... not having a mother from that age. Did her father marry again at all?
Yeah, but she doesn't like the one he married too much.
Okay, so she's not close to her stepmother at all.
Yeah, she doesn't really like her.
Yeah.
You know, I heard when she was young, she used to do anything to, to get attention, you know?
Mm.
Like, and she used to, I heard this. She went to church... like, with just an overcoat, nothing on underneath. Now, this is just rumors, what I hear. And, like, she opened up the coat, you know, exposing herself, so to speak, you know?
Yeah. That's when you say when she was young, she would do anything to get attention, that's sort of her act, isn't it, now?
Yeah, that's basically what she does now, right?
Yeah. Now, who do you like besides Madonna? Who are some of the other performers that would appeal to you?
Well, let's see. I don't know. I like her. There's this one movie that's up. Another movie, a concert movie. You know, Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah, now this is the one that's been banned at the Lowe's theaters, and Andrew Dice Clay says it's kind of silly for them to abandon it because they never had the movie in the first place.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Have you seen the movie?
No, I couldn't even get in with an adult because it's rated NC-17.
I'm sorry, it's rated MC?
NC-17, no children under 17.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is not an X rating, but less than an X.
No, the rating system, they changed the X to an NC-17.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is the equivalent of what used to be the X.
Yes, it's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Has it opened in any theaters around here yet?
It's in Revere Cinema Theater.
Oh, I'm told, Tony tells me it's the Showcase Cinemas are showing
it. Yeah, the Showcase Cinemas,
I see.
And so I can't get in to see that, but I like him. He's pretty funny. People find him offensive, but actually
he
is.
It's kind of funny. We were talking about him one night. I find him offensive, but I find that young people your age, people around 15, 16, 17, I would guess are his strongest audience, because that's where, when we were talking about him the last time, I got a lot of young people your age who would call and say they loved him and they thought he was funny and all of that. So I think you're his audience, and I think much older than you, and people get tired of him.
Yeah, but he's not exactly like someone you want to bring your family to see or something, like with the little kids.
Well, I'd bring some young people, young kids along with me to
see him.
No, I've seen him on HBO on his specials, and obscene words don't offend me at all. I don't care how a guy phrases it. I'm not excited about him saying bad words. I'd soon not. I think it's tougher to be totally clean and funny. I think that's really tough. I think you're throwing obscene words to grab an audience, or maybe it's natural and part of the bit that you're doing.
Yeah.
But I just don't find him at all funny. I don't find the subject he talks about. I just find him an arrogant kind of a wise guy.
Yeah.
And I know he says he's really poking fun at people who say the kinds of things he says, but he's not really saying them. He's simply reflecting that element of society that talks silly like that or is sexist. I don't know whether that gets around it.
He is like arrogant, but what he says, I saw this interview. He said he doesn't really mean it. He calls everyone an idiot, including himself. He said.
Yeah, he says he's poking fun more at people who are like the character he portrays.
Yeah.
Then I guess there's a thin line there anyway. Hey, you sound like a pretty bright kid. What grade would you be in? You'd be in about a sophomore in high school or a junior, a freshman?
Yeah, I'm sophomore.
Sophomore at high school? You go to one of the Boston schools?
I go to East Boston High School.
Okay, is that a pretty good school?
Yeah, it's pretty good. At least there's no shootings in there lately.
Oh, gee, isn't that awful that you even have to think about that?
Yeah, I know,
yeah.
Really.
What do you plan to do afterwards? You've got plans for college or...
Well, let's see. I write, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. And
what kind of stuff do you write?
Let's see, horror stories, basically.
Yeah, you're pretty good?
Yeah, I attended this, they had this Globe Writers Conference.
Oh, from the Boston Globe, the newspaper?
Yeah, I got into that and just had to read a little of your story. And they had a nice lunch there, and it's pretty good.
Sounds like you're a good student, are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, you sound like a bright guy.
Math gives me a little trouble, but...
Well, what the heck? You're an artist there. You like music, and you like comedy, and you like writing, and so math would be a little bit probably out of your line. Maybe
I was just wondering something about you.
Sure.
Let's see. How did you first start, like, as a radio person?
Well, when I was a kid, when I was probably even younger than you, I thought radio just sounded so glamorous. It sounded like something I wanted to be part of. Also, I was very shy, and I've mentioned this on the air before, that I think a lot of people who get into this business, who get into acting and in broadcasting, that kind of stuff, I think basically are kind of shy or have some kind of strange thing. I think they're trying to prove themselves, to show the world that they're a little bit better than they think they are.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the reason. And I was kind of shy, and I thought, trying to impress the girls or other people, you know, who didn't even notice I was around, I'd get into radio and I'd show them something. I think there are a lot of people in this business like that. Anyway, I was lucky. By the time I got to be about 18, it was the day before I graduated high school,
yeah.
I got a job in one of the radio stations in Boston on a weekend, just weekend basis, which is kind of funny because that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
After all these years, I haven't progressed very much. But anyway, that was it. And so I've been in it since I was 18, which is a very, very long time ago.
After all that time, do you ever get bored or...
Well, I've been kind of lucky. Yeah, I've had jobs throughout the past several years, some jobs that have bored me right out of my mind. But fortunately, different kinds of jobs have come along, like this talk thing. Sometimes it's boring because sometimes people call and you don't really care to talk to them, and it gets to be a drag.
Talk about plant food or something.
Or sometimes they don't even talk that interesting. I mean, that would be more interesting than they say. So you get bored for a moment, but... But basically, no, this is a fun kind of radio to be part of, I really like it a lot. Now, I'm surprised that somebody your age is listening to talk radio. Normally, somebody your age doesn't even know there's a dial besides FM, so I appreciate you hearing us.
I know. They're too lazy to turn the dial, you know? You know, this is actually like a quality radio station because other radio stations, they play the same music constantly. They don't even talk about anything.
Well, I would think it would be a drag to work for one of those stations where they say, you know, we play... More rock, less talk. That might be fun for the listener who doesn't want to hear anybody singing. Just listen to their favorite records. I can understand people wanting that. But I would hate to work at a station like, what's the fun of playing like seven records in a row and not being able to a chance to do anything? See, you're a creative guy. You're a writer and all that. You'd hate that too.
Yeah. You know, actually, tell you the truth, I was thinking about like getting into the radio business for sort of, I just was interested in it too. You know, I'm interested in a bunch of things, and that was one of them. You know, talking on the radio, talking to other people.
A lot of it is quite a lot of fun, a lot of interesting stuff. And one of the things that's nice, depends on what area of it you get into,
yeah.
You get a chance to do things and meet people that you would not, that most people don't get a chance to do or meet, you know, that kind of stuff. So... The opportunities are nice for the, you know, these side things.
Did you ever meet any famous people on the radio or anything?
Yeah, a lot of, depends on who you think would be famous.
Let me see, yeah.
Let's see, who would be famous? I never interviewed Madonna, but I have interviewed George Burns, for example.
Oh, yeah, I met him once in person.
Did you? Where was that?
Let me see, I think he was right here in Boston a couple of years ago. Yeah, a few years ago he was here, and I met him and got his autograph.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, he's an interesting man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of people that you probably wouldn't know, jazz people primarily, because I used to do jazz programs.
Yeah.
So most everybody in that, from Louis Armstrong to Dizzy Gillespie to most everybody like that I've met. Some actors and actresses... It's funny, I can't, the names don't come readily to mind. Among the old actresses, Barbara Stanwyck.
I forget.
There were a number of them through the years.
I was wondering, how far does this frequency go?
It goes to unknown planets.
No, over the country.
Well, it goes about a third of the country, out to about Illinois and the west, down to North Carolina. And the south, it's parts of the eastern side of Florida, up to Ontario province, primarily in Canada, various other parts of Canada, but mostly the province of Ontario.
Because I was listening earlier, and I heard someone from California.
Oh, yeah, but they weren't listening. That was just a guy who was promoting this song he wrote.
Oh,
and he calls. He just knows we're here, and he calls. But he can't hear us. We don't go that far west. We do go as far as Illinois, we're down through Indiana and Ohio and Pennsylvania out that way, but not as far as California. Occasionally, a little bit farther west. Somebody picked us up in Missouri once.
Oh yeah,
a little bit. That kind of stuff. So we get out, okay? John, I want to move along, but I really appreciate talking with you.
Okay, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Been a pleasure talking to you, John. Take care. Bye-bye now. There goes Big John. He sounds like a nice kid. I hated to tell him. I can't stand Madonna. But he is so sincere and a decent kid. I wish him all kinds of good luck. His future sounds like it's going to be a good one.
WBZ AM 1030 sneaks you in to see Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken before anyone else. Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken is the true story of a young blind girl who's a stunt rider at the Steel Pier Amusement Park in Atlantic City. To win your tickets, listen to WBZ's Kid Company this afternoon at 6. And with your free movie tickets, you'll also win a copy of the newly released Disney classic, The Jungle Book.
That was really And he sounds like a very sensitive kid. He doesn't sound like he's the guy who's going to make trouble. He's going to be the kind who people make trouble against.
You and your family will stay for 4 days and three nights.
He sounds like his dad. He's got a nice relationship with her. She went and sat there. He didn't feel embarrassed because she's a cool old lady.
Well, what are we going
to
do?
Nice kid.
Listen to Kid Company to sneak into our exclusive premiere.
I said he went because he couldn't get into a movie unless he went with an adult. He went with
WBZ AM 1030.
Was the microphone on the entire time I was just talking? Did I? Anyway, you're tuned to WBC. It's kind of funny. I get so relaxed here. I forget sometimes to turn on off a microphone. I start talking to Tony, and you get somebody behind the scenes. Hold on a minute. In just a half minute or so, what we will do is we'll check. We'll get the latest details of headlines and stuff, and then we'll go to Matt and to find out about traffic and things. Oh, what a future we have. But right now it's time for Itchy Powder and Dirty Feet.
Patrick Palladino Jr. of Winchester, Massachusetts is telling us about his skin problems.
My rash was red and blotchy. It was itching, and it would be very uncomfortable just to stand and work. It was sore and very irritated.
But Patrick Palladino got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond medicated powder.
And then I came across Gold Bond powder, and that seemed to help right away. When you put it on, it's cool, it's comfortable. The tingling effect was very soothing.
Gold Bond's triple action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's triple action Gold Bond.
And when I put on the Gold Bond powder, I get relief almost immediately. The itching goes away quite rapidly, and it's one of the few products that you can buy, that I can buy, that I get an instant gratification from. It works that fast for me.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but when I wear sneakers, my feet feel terrible. Hot, sweaty, burning, sore, and they smell as bad as they feel.
Ew,
there's a simple solution. Keep it in your sneaker.
What do you mean?
Keep it in your sneaker, a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out that fiery feeling and stop odors, too. It cools and soothes and relieves with its special ingredients.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep it in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. That excess moisture can cause real problems, even promote athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It In Your Sneaker do?
Breaks the cycle, first by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
Does this stuff quit after a few minutes?
No way. Just shake it on your socks and sneakers and on your feet. It keeps working while you're working out.
Hey, my feet feel great. I'm using this every day.
Keep It In Your Sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Oh! Oh, I was kind of hoping they'd go on. There was something kind of really lovely about that. Norm, this is the Walter Lipschitz. I had the sales department at WBZ. You see, you think it's easy going out there selling these things. And then we put them on your program and you go making jokes about them. You understand? We come this close to losing all our sponsors through the night when you're on. If you could just knock it off, man, because I got a family, we got to feed. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that to me. Thank you. It's 21. Here, have some dirty sneakers. Just put them on your desk so you'll remember. It's 20. That was the preceding was a dramatization. I thought
You're
that was
kidding.
No, it really was. It's 21 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WBZ. Here are some of the headlines, stories making news. 11 defendants to be tried as Kuwait today begins the first legal proceedings against those accused of cooperating. Oh, my. Try to do this seriously. Against those who are cooperating with Iraq's occupation forces. Among those going on trial are an Egyptian, Jordanians, and Iraqis. That Mexican state prison, racked by internal fighting, authorities have allowed food and water to be taken to the inmates. About 18 people have been killed in fighting between rival prisoner groups. Okay, we'll let them check the news in more detail in about 20 minutes at 4 o'clock this morning. I'm sorry. Let's check on traffic. We've had some problems over the past few hours. WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network report. Now here's Matt Phipps. Matt?
Yes, itchy red blotches everywhere. It's horrible out there.
I imagine 128 around Burlington. Oh. I've driven by there, man, and if you want to see itchy, wet blotches on the road.
The sweat, it's horrible.
Smells off. It smells just so bad.
Just keep it in your sneaker.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. We have problems. We do really have problems. Besides the normal ones we see on the expressway northbound, we are just getting word now of a multi-vehicle minor accident seen by the Howard Johnsons at Andrews Square. Three cars involved through there. Traffic's rather slow already because we have those left lane work crews just before the South Station tunnel. So use some caution making your way through there. Some earlier problems inside the Callahan now out of the way for us. But on the outbound expressway, we still have an earlier accident seen just being cleared now by the Dorchester Yacht Club. Traffic still a bit slow through there. And as you make your way down towards the Braintree split in Route 3. And on Route 93 northbound, watch for a disabled vehicle by Route 125. That's as you approach the Andover Tewksbury area. Matt Phipps, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
With your paid subscription to Golf Digest, you'll get a half-hour video, 10 instant golf lessons. Subscribe now. 12 issues, only $19.77. Call now 1-800-356-7100.
And now back to a program sort of in progress. I mean, it depends on what you call progress. And we'll take some calls in just a bit. We have some open lines, and rightly so, at 254-1030, 254-1030, area code 617.
Let's check the exclusive WBZ AccuWeather forecast. Here's meteorologist Jay Shulman.
Overnight, it'll be hazy, warm, and muggy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area toward dawn or Saturday morning, low overnight 74 to 78. Saturday afternoon will be windy with some sunshine. The humidity will lower, high 84. Brisk and much cooler Saturday night, low 56 to 60. Looking ahead to Sunday, windy and cool with sunshine and a few clouds, high only 69. Labor Day will start chilly, then sunshine will boost the temperature to a high of 69. For Tuesday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. It'll be warmer, high 80. This is meteorologist Jay Shulman at the weather station, WBZ AM 1030.
Woo!
Boston's temperature now is 73 degrees. And the traffic is in the capable hands of Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Allstate.
Capable hands.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
What's happening out there? I don't know why he asked that question. It's such a stupid question to ask. Why don't I just say, here's Jack Hart with the traffic information that you need to know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do we need to leave early in order to face some of the traffic jams that are clogging our highways?
Yes, indeed.
Is traffic on the Mystic Tobin Bridge, is it backed up to the last curve in Chelsea?
Ooh, is it backed up?
Oh, and backed all the way up to Monument Square in Somerville as it comes into the split?
Yes, indeed. It certainly is. It certainly is.
Yeah, is it all the way back to the Neponset gas tanks as it comes into Boston?
Yep, and it's giving people gas. Indeed.
I'm sorry I brought that whole thing.
It's like arterial sclerosis out there, Norm. We've got clogged arteries no matter where you turn.
Oh, I get it.
Thank you.
You can wind up the entire traffic report right with that here, dude. I think people have gotten the idea there was not a whole lot going on at the moment. Do you want to waste their time with the bulb changing and the wall washing, or can we get on with it?
Well, I think it's well for people to know where things are happening as we speak. And that a little bit later on today, we're bound to see some good hefty traffic, although probably not as heavy as one would might expect. A lot of people have already left the city for their various vacation retreats. However, at those vacation retreats, you'll see heavy traffic there because that's where everybody's gone to. Currently in the city, we do...
I can't stand that! Holy God, I can't stand it. You sound like a politician, the way you deftly dodge from one to the next and then dance around things.
That's right. The people who are going away for the weekend are probably already there.
Probably already there.
Yeah, so imagine the next hefty bit of traffic will be Sunday night when they come back, or Monday.
Monday night, actually.
Monday night. That's true.
Monday night. So I guess we can project into Monday that traffic will be just...
You want to do that now, or do you want to wait till your next report? You don't want to throw everything at them all at once.
No, I don't want to keep all my eggs in separate baskets. But we do, of course, have those walls. Holy smokes.
You don't mind if we dance while you do your traffic report?
Oh, no, that's fine, as long as you dance slowly. We do have some ever-lustrous wall washers and bulb changes inside the beautiful Callahan Tunnel. They'll be there until about 5:30 a.m. for your watching pleasure. Should you want to have your wall washed, you may stop and ask them politely if they wouldn't mind stopping by and give your tile a rub.
Oh, my.
Right now.
I'm going to leave my tile alone, man.
Or if you want your bulb changed, they might just give it a turn. But we do have things picking up just a bit on the expressway northbound and southbound, as it is ever so gently on the lower deck of 93, the Tolton Bridge heading into the city, and deftly but swiftly on Route 128 and 495. So drive with extreme caution, comb your hair, brush your teeth, and always have shiny shoes.
And always be good to your mother and old folks.
And don't forget a hanky.
That's right. And clean underwear in case you get hit by a truck or something.
Yes,
otherwise,
indeed.
In the hospital, they'll say, boy, we're not treating this guy with his dirty underwear. You realize we've made this a whole program. It's a whole program on traffic.
Armchair traffic.
It's kind of like the meteorological stuff on television where the weather forecast goes on, and you say, just come out and say, is it going to be nice tomorrow or not nice? And then screw, man. We don't need all that filler stuff in between.
Well, Norm, traffic in the West Coast today should be very heavy. to the north of the city.
We do see
a low tire pressure area heading through the Rockies.
That's right. And the traffic is now heading in our direction. It should hit us by Monday night, right?
Yes, indeed.
Can we wind this thing up eventually?
Sure.
I don't know whether you believe this or not, but I actually have nothing going for the next hour anyway, so it doesn't really matter, I suppose. You have a commercial after this?
No, not for another 15, 20 minutes.
Do you mind if I put in one of my own?
You certainly can.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Okay.
And keep in touch.
I will do.
This is Barbara for the New Hampshire State.
Magnet, particularly up that way. I would also like to thank the Duxbury Police Department, the entire backfield of the New England Patriots, and the zoning Board of Appeals of the City of Newburyport, Massachusetts. Thank you very much. Without the help of all these really swell people, this program, as you probably know, would not be at all possible. Also, I'd like to thank the Reed section of the Boston Esplanade Orchestra. I don't know, I'm just mumbling on and on and on. And we'll be back again anyway tonight at 11 o'clock, and we'll be with you right through the night doing the same kind of swell stuff we did this past night and also keeping you up to date with the news, because this is Boston's news station, WBZ, AM 1030. Thank you so much. Thank you. Keep cheering, because I still got a few seconds more to fill. On behalf of Tony Nesbitt, our producer, a nice producer, very nice producer, and that's Gladys, our strolling accordion player. And on behalf of the lovely Marilyn Gorelnick and myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan Person, see you tonight. It's been nice to be with you. I think it's time to get out of here. Bye-bye.
I gotta go.
WBZ Boston.
Woo! Man, that is some good playing. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Matt Phipps, Jack Hart, Jay Shulman, and our accordion player Gladys, and the man who definitely left this world a little sillier than he found it, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.